Dutch farmers promise fresh protests after government backs plan to forcibly seize farmland. By Kurt Zindelke on October 16, 2022. Dutch farmers' organizations have vowed to launch more protests in the Netherlands in response to advice from the government's mediator, who has called for the forcible relocation of farming firms and the seizure of up to 600 farms deemed to be the heaviest nitrogen emitters. Farmers' Defense Force leader Mark van den Over announced this week that Dutch farmers will once again take to the streets after the government expressed its intentions to adopt the plan presented by former Deputy Prime Minister Johan Remkes to meet the nitrogen standards demanded by the European Union. Remkes, who has been serving as the chief mediator between farmers' organizations and the government in the ongoing dispute over nitrogen emissions, laid out a plan last week that would see farms located close to protected environments forcibly relocated and a scheme for the government to seize up to 600 farms that emit the most nitrogen. In response to the plan, van den Over said that the scheme was completely wrong and that the farmers of the nation would give the old-fashioned gas again. Count on that, in reference to the widespread tractor protests by farmers over the summer. The Farmers' Defense Force leader said that ministers have ignored the concerns of farmers and that the globalist government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte imposes far too much on businesses. The plan to relocate farms has drawn particular ire from the organization, with spokesman Sieta van Kimpima describing the measure as a red line for farmers. Defending his proposals, Remkes said last week that, as a result of the European Union's green agenda, the Netherlands will be locked up because it will be legally almost impossible to issue permits. Not for houses, not for farms, not for roads. I write this with a heavy heart, but I see no other way. He said, adding, I don't expect the agricultural sector will be happy with this report. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced his intentions to cut nitrogen emissions from livestock farms in half by the year 2030 in order to satisfy goals laid out in the European Union's Natura 2000 scheme, which requires that all EU member states remove industry or farming from areas deemed to be of ecological importance. The government has asserted to meet the EU goals. Some farms may have to reduce their emissions by as much as 95% and that up to 30% of all livestock farms may be shut down permanently. Following the announcement of the scheme, thousands of farmers staged protests throughout the country, with tractors being used to block highways and other critical infrastructure, and farmers dumping manure, tires, and hay on motorways in defiance of the green agenda. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM in July, Dutch political commentator Eva Vlaar Dinterbroek said that her country was being used as a testing ground for the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, saying that all these policies are out of those institutions and they are being implemented in our country first. We are sort of the pilot country together with Canada for this agenda. Vlaar Dinterbroek went on to claim that the push from the government to seize farmland was, in fact, more a result of the migrant crisis than the alleged climate crisis, explaining that the government wants the land to house migrants. While not widespread as of yet, this has already occurred, with the province of Flevoland buying up land in Noorduspolder to build an asylum processing center on the site of a former farm. Follow Kurt Zindelke on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelke.